We are recording tonight as a podcast, so there's a few things to kind of flag for you. The Hive Church website. I actually would like you guys right now to, if you have your phones, this is one time when I'm preaching, I don't mind if you use your phones. just to go to thehivechurch.com. Would you do that? And I want to do that on purpose because I'm going to show you something that we have put on the website. So thehivechurch.com just lets you take a minute to find that. And I'd love it if you would just give us some feedback for what sort of communication actually works for you, what communication doesn't work for you, whether you might think to yourself, Flip, I actually never like looking at websites, but I'd love to, you know, maybe Facebook's your thing or Instagram, I don't really know, but we do actually use the website for intentional ways of kind of putting resources as well. So put your hand up if you found thehivechurch.com on your beautiful. And then I want you, when you found it, to go to the, you know, the three lines on the top right-hand corner bar and click on that, and you should get a drop-down menu that lets you go to podcasts and blogs. Can you find that? Podcasts and blogs. Just give me a wave if you can find podcasts and blogs. Very good. And I see your hand. Anybody else found podcasts and blogs? Awesome. So podcasts and blogs, we have actually just posted, with Tim Allen's help, we've posted a an assessment tool, a review tool for you that actually will help you to get a kind of a look at, a lens at perhaps how God's gifted you. So can you see how there is something called spiritual gifts? Thanks, Al. And then there's a couple of places that you can click on, links, and I think it says this. Does it say spiritual gifts assessment tool? Assessment tool, thanks. So so this forms part of your homework. Cool? And this is something that you can do when Eve and I, by the way, we want to acknowledge Macquarie Life Church, Ale and ourselves. John knows Macquarie. That's kind of like our last home church. Made available to us this spiritual gifts tool and teaching. And Eve was so thrilled when I told her, guess what? You don't need to total up the whole thing. It just actually totals everything up for you. It's auto. What it won't do is actually save for you. I don't think you can save your test results. So who knows how to take a screenshot if you want to? Probably some of you do. Or there's the old faithful pen and pencil method. But there is a tool you're going to come back to later, all right? That's not for something I'm going to do tonight. I just want you to know that it's there. And know as well that on that same podcast and blogs part of the menu, that'll be where this recording's going to sit, okay? Give us a few days, but the audio for tonight's teaching will be there as well. We went to Canada, Eve and I, a couple of years ago, and one of the prophetic words that we were given with some friends there was, I said, oh, David and Eve, like we see you with all these feeding troughs, all these troughs, and all these sheep, and you know, wanting to eat and have food, and so tonight is kind of like a first time trough where we are purposefully teaching into something that. So let me give you three reasons why I think spiritual gifts are good to know about. I'm going to quote from somebody called Randy Clark, who has a doctorate, and this is what he said. You may not be able to see that. Who can read that? We actually had a pretty major tech issue where, unfortunately, all of my slides, bar about three, have been swallowed up. So tonight is it's okay. It's just going to be what God brings out. But we have prepared this anyway. So this is what Randy Clark says. I think it's pretty interesting. The Eastern Orthodox teach that the gifts of God are more than just gifts. They are the actual presence, the energy of God coming to us. So it's so much more intimate if you have that Eastern way of understanding the gifts of God. It is not just an empowerment. It's not just a gift, so to speak, but it's God himself. Isn't that interesting? Go ahead, take a shot. But I want to give you one upfront reason why I think spiritual gifts is such a rich thing to become more familiar with. We're actually getting to know who God is. And as we become, as Vern becomes more of who he is, we get to see God in a way we haven't seen before. JL and each of you actually move in how God's created you, then you get to demonstrate God. Now we're going to talk more, by the way, next Hub Night, which is in March, will be part two of this teaching. So we're going to, in part two, we'll include some of the so-called strengths and weaknesses of every gift. That is to say that at the same time as I can, and I'll just talk about Eve and I, that's the safest thing to do in terms of this. But, when Eve, who is, has prophetic discernment and who can say things, super clear and insightful and straight, I'm more of an encourager and an exhorter, and so I'm kind of holding my breath and thinking, babe, don't say that. So just going more gently. But this is the thing about gifts. And you can see what would happen if I was to get so reactive to how another gift is moving that I actually want to shut it down. What am I doing? I'm actually preventing that person from moving in who they are. But more than that, I'm actually shutting down, as it were, God himself and who he is, because there's actually a manifestation of God's presence going on when we move in who we are. So I think that's a good reason to to actually press into gifts. So Eve mentioned there are four key passages. And if you are taking notes tonight, or if you just got a good mathematical brain, there are two number 12s and there are two number 4s. That's what helps me. I failed maths at school, as I've often said, but something about just 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, 1 Peter 4, and Ephesians 4. They're the key passages. So let me give you some more kind of stuff we're going to unpack now for the next few minutes. There are actually three givers of gifts. There are three types of gifts, three sources of gifts. Let me put it to you that way. So if you have your Bibles, and this is just a bit of a plug perhaps in the future to bring your Bibles, and I don't know, there's phones and all that stuff, but I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4, and I'll give you the outline that might help just as we read this. There are gifts of the Father, gifts from God the Father. There are gifts from Jesus the Son, and there are gifts from the Holy Spirit, okay? Three different givers of gifts. Just a random survey. Who would think, just if you've heard of love languages, love languages, quality time, acts of service, gift giving, who thinks they might be a gift giver? That might be somewhere on there. So there's a few of you in the room, right? And so as a gift giver, I'm not a gift giver, but maybe we can ask the gift givers, how does it feel if you go to the trouble of giving a gift and then the person who receives it looks like they could hardly even care about that gift, or they don't show any pleasure when they unwrap it, or even worst case scenario, you might find they re-gift it at a later stage. How does that feel? Not great at all. So as we're in this topic of gifts, this is the thing. Gifts are given from the Trinity, from the Godhead, and from the different personalities of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So let's read that scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to for the profit of all. So back to verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. These are referencing gifts given by the Holy Spirit. The next verse says in verse 6, there are diversities of activities, verse 5, differences of ministries, but the same Lord. That's referencing Jesus. And then gifts of the Father are referenced in verse 6. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. That's kind of our first, I'll put it to you, our first proof text that there are three different types of gifts. But we need to look at other scriptures to back up the case that there are different givers of gifts. So let's have a look at Romans 12, which will be really the key scripture for the test that you, the assessment tool that you can do later on. Romans chapter 12, and we're going to go to verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, this is kind of a preferencing verse, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And then verse 4, we as many members in one body, for as many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ. So then we get to verse 6, which is the main text referencing gifts of the Father. So having then gifts according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. Teaching, let us teach. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So verse 3 describes as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. That's what we would point to for saying these are gifts from God the Father. Yeah. And as we, all of you have a gift from the Father. Now, some people describe these as creation gifts. That is to say that you were created with this gift. Others describe these as motivational gifts. Others call these, what was the other one that we had on our notes last night? Because we've lost it on our screen. But to understand that you were created with a gift that is from this list. Let's read them again. There is the gift of prophecy. There's the gift of ministry. Some scriptures interpret that as serving. There's teaching. There's exhorting or encouraging. There is giving. There's leading. And then there's mercy or compassion. So there's our first list. Just without necessarily saying how you think you're gifted, but who would have a feeling now for your motivational gift? Has anybody ever been down this gift road before and done this? Would anybody like to say how they think they're wired in this moment? Anybody want to volunteer that? Else? Yep. I do too. Yeah. Someone else from just because we're family tonight and we can. Don't have to say anything, but anybody else sort of have a bit of a hunch for how they're wired? Mercy, yeah. Encouragement, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. That's great. That's really good. Yeah, that's great. That's really good. The encouragement one's a really good one that Eve and I often have understood is different about us. So the prophetic gift will prophesy in order to encourage, whereas or to confront. I start encouraging, but I will have a point that I'm going to, whereas Eve will start with the point, but her motivation is to encourage. Okay, that's the difference for how we're wired. So I want to say to you that there is, and we won't teach a lot about it in this session, but for me, the truth of what anointing is, what is anointing? It means there is a spiritual endowment. These are spiritual gifts. That means they don't operate naturally. It means that they are empowered by the Spirit of God, and it means that when we can be ministering out of who we are and just know this is my zone, then you actually, don't you know that feeling when you actually can feel right now the Spirit of God's on me, and there's something that I know he's causing. So there is therefore effectiveness, and there's also joy when you actually be who you're called to be. It's the hardest thing, isn't it, to be someone else? it is a complete dead end to try to be like another person. It doesn't work, and the most competition and envy and all those things are sometimes fueled out of that just trying to be like someone different than I'm actually created to be. So the best way that we can be is to dig into this subject. So so what have I got on the screen here? This is kind of another good reason to, I believe, to press into gifts. So when Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, then it actually caused people to believe. Here's a great reason to know who you are and to be who you are, because it actually stirs up belief. And then what does belief do? Belief in Jesus, the Son of God, then actually creates, from belief, it brings life, it releases life. So the life-giving person that you're created to be becomes life-giving when you are who you're created to be. It's not really profitable for me to try to be compassionate and caring like Alien. Doesn't mean I don't care and I'm not compassionate, but by the way, we're all called to in a measure still be those things, right? But someone like Alien with that gift can, you know, will just ooze it, whereas for me, I will need to sort of try a bit harder so it brings life, and it stirs up belief. When people actually see you, it's like the story I told of the girl in our unit who kind of heard me play and just started to, you know, the Holy Spirit came on her. So that's an example of how it actually is a platform, a springboard for belief when you are who you're called to be. So we need to go to another gift passage. I'm just going to, because out of about 20 screens, these are the only four that I've got. It's probably just worth just quoting this one. The reason we sang "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord" is because I believe that God wants to open our eyes, and the way He opens our eyes, I think, includes how we get to see God in other people. If I just get annoyed by someone because they're different to me, or if I'm threatened by their gift or threatened by who they are, then I'm actually not seeing, and I'm rather than opening my eyes, I'm closing my eyes down to who God is. And probably the most challenging thing, I believe, for a body to be a body is that we actually love different. We love people who are not like us. This is the miracle of the gospel. It's the miracle of grace. It's the miracle of what an effective working of the body together in love is in Ephesians chapter 4. And I know that we can so easily become polarized, and the people that we can love the best and the easiest are those who are like us, right? It's just kind of normal. But in the body of Christ, the thing that actually makes us shine out in a way that is so recognizable, it can only be God who can do this, is when we love those who are not like us. And so this is the thing. Moses actually said to God, I found grace in your sight. Now show me your way that I may know you. Moses, who is described as being the most humble man ever, had a consuming passion to know God, to actually know him. And that compassion, that passion to know God, came out of, well, show me your way. Show me what you're like. Show me your ways. And in getting inside of gifts, I think we're getting to know who God is. He has different ways, and he moves in different ways. And we had a classic on Monday night at our Zoom prayer when one of the guys who joined in, like us all, by the way, has struggles. Does anybody else have struggles sometimes? and I love how God moves through, sometimes the least likely. And anyway, something this guy prayed completely touched another person on the group who is an older man. This younger man prayed something. He wasn't even praying out of any context, but it completely spoke to this guy. And why? Because he was pure-hearted. And God showed us in that Zoom room his ways, didn't he, babe? It was colossal. And opened up for this guy the whole realm of understanding that he was actually trying to find answers to from so-called wiser and older and more mature people. Guess what? It didn't come from them. God showed his ways through the pure-hearted. So there we go. I'm going to quickly cover the gifts of the Son, and just to try to open up scripturally why we say there are different sources of gifts. So Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 9 and 10, it's talking about Jesus, and it says actually in verse 7, to each one of us, so that's Ephesians 4 verse 7, to each one of us grace. Now just to explain that word grace, grace is the word charisma and includes the definition of spiritual gifts. You might think, why does it say grace? And it said that grace in Romans 12 as well. Grace, we're saved by grace, but anything from God is actually grace. Anything from God is a gift. So it is a divine gratuity, a miraculous faculty, an undeserved benefit. So it says in verse 7 of chapter 4 of Ephesians, to each one of us grace, you could put a bracket or say, i.e. a gift, was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. See how it says Christ's gift. So these are gifts from Jesus specifically. Therefore, he says, when he, Jesus, ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But he had also, first of all, descended. Some commentators say that that's referencing Jesus going to hell after his death and on the way to resurrection. Others say, well, Jesus first descended when he left his father and came to earth as a baby. Regardless of how you interpret that, Jesus definitely first descended, and now he is ascended to the Father on high. And then in verse 11, he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So these particular gifts are sometimes called ascension gifts. They're sometimes called office gifts, and they are specifically for the equipping of the saints. Notice how Romans 12 did have a gift called teaching. Did you remember that? Notice how teaching is coming up here, that they are a different type of teaching gift. This is a high-level teaching gift. This is a gift for the body of Christ. This is a gift that equips other teachers, if you like. So these are the ascension gifts. And then we'll go to... We'll go to 1 Corinthians 12. This is our gifts of the Spirit, our third type of gifts. And... going to be in verse 8. So beginning with verse 7, it says, "The manifestation of the Spirit," these are gifts of the Holy Spirit, "is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given," here's the first gift from the Spirit, "the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings." I'm glad it says healings and not just healing. That's pretty exciting. It's more than one healing. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So, where have we come to so far? There's like an overarching reason to press into gifts is that we would know God more. We'd actually have him revealed to us more. We'd get to know inside of me who God is, and we get to know inside of the person next to you and others in the body of Christ who God is. We'd be more fruitful, more effective. That's a good reason to... I mean, we've got limited years, I think, on the earth. So a good reason is to press into, Lord, how can I be more effective? Four main scripture passages. Anybody want to, because you're all geniuses, want to say what the 2:12s are? Volunteers. Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. And the 2:4s are 1 Peter 4 and Ephesians 4. There are three givers of gifts. Gifts of the Father, gifts of the Son, and gifts of the Spirit. Now, we're kind of going to draw to a close in a few minutes. Here's the thing. The reason why I think gifts of the Father are a good place to start is because I think from just getting to know myself and getting to know Eve, often the starting place for just how we live and who we are, and who we are innately, who we just are without thinking about it, is out of that creation gift. I think that often when we present, just because this is all intuitive and innate, it's how we're made, right? So you don't have to think about it. I think a good way to understand Romans 12 gifts is to call them motivational gifts or foundational gifts, if I can explain it, that like I'm an encourager. That's often the starting place for me. But if I'm teaching, I'm actually, it's as if the foundation is, hey, I'm here to encourage you, but the vehicle right now is I'm going to teach, right? I want to encourage you, this is my heart tonight, to actually live the most exciting and fruitful and effective life that you can live, and just be the best person that you can be for you. I mean, that's a good enough reason, but... guess what? If you're that, then the person next to you gets to live a better life as well because they're not encountering you, the frustrated person, or you, the cranky person, or you, the person who just doesn't know who you are. And so it's a win-win. I mean, it really is the best win-win. But a foundational gift means that the place I start is often out of that that kind of creation gift, and then on top of that foundation come other expressions of ministry and gifts. Why do I play keys? I actually play it to encourage. That's if you understand that. Why do I like to write or do other things? It's because I actually want to encourage and build people up. So the bottom line driver is that thing. So what is your homework? I'd love you to get on board with what is the opportunity of these weeks and go to that assessment. You might think, well, I've done these before, and you possibly have. I just find it's kind of good to revisit them. And sometimes, by the way, you're going to find maybe two or three top ranking gifts out of the seven or eight on the list. And this is not a hard and fast, completely reliable. It's not like telling you everything, but it's a guide. And then it's from there your place to reflect and pray and talk to somebody. I mean, even those in the room tonight, you might just buddy up with someone and say, hey, could we hang out and have a chat? And I'd like to share with you, how I sort of am feeling, where my gift's sitting. What do you think? You know me a bit. Give me some feedback. And so from here to the next hub night, do the tool, go back over the readings, think about, pray about, talk about, have coffees about. It can't be too hard. and then when we are back in a month, we'll dig more into the other gifts, right? The gifts of the Spirit and the gifts from the Ascension gifts, the gifts from Jesus. And we'll also give you some interesting stuff, as I said, about strengths and weaknesses. It just is massively helpful to think, okay, I'm an encourager, but what does that mean about what I probably am weak in or don't like to do, right? Find it difficult to do, like confront, for example. So, Evie, I think you need to come up and just chat and comment and help us to wrap up. Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot there, I think, it's a shame. You've no idea the work that David put into all these overheads. To have that imprint would have been helpful. But at any rate, we prayed and we asked God to open the eyes and open the heart and open the ears. So I'm just praying very much that you won't just think it's all in the too hard basket, because those first section of gifts are the main ones to work on, like to look at the moment. When you do the analysis thing, it's the first answer that pops into your head. Don't go into a deep and meaningful and go, oh gosh, I better analyse this. Just the first answer that pops into your head is the answer to go for. And it's not complicated because it's who you are. And you probably, maybe you know or have a very strong idea, but it is the things that you will lean towards very easily and very quickly as what. So those will be the answers that will pop up, and it's not difficult. But I can't encourage you enough to do it. Please push through, do it. It doesn't take long, and then we can get together and we can have a party where we can see how marvellous and wonderful we're made. And don't sit there and think, well, look, I'm a qualified teacher, so of course I'm a teacher. It doesn't work like that. Because David, he's a musician, but the force behind it is to encourage, and every teacher, there is a gift of teaching, but they are different to David and myself, actually. I'm a prophetic teacher. David is a teacher to encourage, but a teacher gift is a person who goes verse by verse and expound, right? So I'm just trying to explain to you that it's not what you – that's another thing we can sort of think, oh, well, that's what I am, so that's my gift. Well, it's not always, because we have the gift that God's made us, given us, and there's a vehicle that it comes through. So it'll be interesting to see Robin. Robin's singing, it will have a gift propelling her voice and anointing it. There's a gift in there. It's not just music. It's not just the voice. It's a gift that God's given, and that's why it'll touch your heart.